Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Monday, June 8th. We're back from a weekend.
Yes,
and,
the weekend.
We both seem to be a little irritable this morning.
So, you too?
Yeah, me too.
What happened this morning?
So maybe we won't go the full 50 minutes if I can't handle it anymore. But no. The thing is that in addition to continuing to lose on the sim and the simulator with my trading, I'm just pretty much, I'm exhausted from everything that's going on in this country, you know?
Yeah.
The virus, the protests and stuff. It's like everything. I can't even find stories to talk about that are not political.
I know.
You know?
I mean, it's completely flooded everything. And there's a lot of social media people who think it's actually disrespectful to post anything else.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do think it's important to keep sharing what's going on in the world. But I think, you know, if you add a thing or two in here and there, it's not going to, it's not like you're flooding anyone's the world's feed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely important to share what's going on.
Right. But it stresses me out and I don't know what I'm going to do because it's hard to ignore, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, it scares me. We're going to have like a civil war or something, you know? It's that serious.
I mean, they're saying it's the biggest protest in history.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people virtually hate each other. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Even the Amish have come out to support.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
There's, I forget what it's called, but in, so Amish people are pacifist, right? So when, I don't know what age it is, but I know that when members of their community get a bit older, they send them kind of out into the real world to have experiences so they can decide for themselves if they want to continue being Amish or if they want to leave and live amongst, you know, us.
Oh, really? So they give them the choice?
They give them the choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
And I guess during one of their times out here, they got word that all of this was happening. So a bunch of Amish people have actually come out to support the Black Lives Matter movement, which I think is really, really awesome. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of shit is happening, you know. But, yeah, so I'm struggling to find things that are not because the show is really not about politics and we're probably not going to agree on anything because we're two different sides.
Yeah, but we've agreed on stuff before.
Yeah, but I think this is too divisive. I don't want to get into it. I mean, with my kids,
yeah.
I had a big argument and they left angry.
Sure.
The other night, you know. So,
I wouldn't call myself like completely liberal. I wouldn't call myself conservative either. I'm kind of more in the middle. Like I see and understand both sides and I think both sides have positives and both sides have negatives for sure. So I'm not strongly in either direction. I mean, yeah, I believe in equality. I believe in civil rights. And
absolutely. I mean, who's for killing people, you know? But, you know, to like defund the police, I mean, what are we going to do?
You know? I don't know.
That's scary as hell, you know? And there you go. We're talking about it. But I don't know what else we can talk about. I got some stories here. But how was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. This morning was a bit, it was a rough morning. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those mornings where like the cat was chasing a mosquito and knocked over a giant sculpture that like, or glass vase, like a giant glass vase, and the vase broke everywhere, and I'm trying to get the kid up for tutoring, and she's always a pain in the butt with like getting her to eat something in the morning so that she's not eating during tutoring because she's not paying attention if she's eating during tutoring. And then like I was trying to get the cats in the other room so that they weren't stepping on the glass, and I still have to keep going to wake her up, and then like trying to clean up more glass and she still isn't woken up, and I'm just like, can everyone like be in their on their marks? Like, we all know it's 8:30. We all know where we're all supposed to be right now. Can everyone just get the hell up, eat your breakfast, and sit down for your damn tutoring? Like, There were just so many factors I was trying to control, and people kept opening the door and letting the cat out. And then I'm trying to get the cat away because he's a very curious cat. And he, like, if there's broken glass, he's going to be playing with it, right?
Wow.
Because he doesn't know. He's not like that sharp. He's like just batting it around because it looks like a little piece. Yeah. So it was just one of those mornings where I'm just like
overwhelmed.
Yeah. And I like didn't yell at someone, but I definitely like, after all of this, like I was telling everyone, put stuff on your feet, don't walk barefoot over here, blah, blah, blah. And then the housekeeper comes in and opens the door, letting the cat out. And I yelled for the cat. And then I was just like, come on, guys. And then everyone started, they're very sensitive to yelling, even though they yell at me. You know, but the moment I like raise my voice a little bit, everyone's like, whoa, calm down, which is so... Right. Fucking annoying to me.
Right. They're British, right?
Yeah. And like, I love my boss. Right. She's like, she's great, but like, yeah. She just is very sensitive. Even if I raise my voice just a little bit, like I kind of yelled for the cat.
Right.
And then I was like, "Come on, guys!" And then she's like, "Calm down, calm down."
Wow.
And it's just,
and that's the worst thing you can say to somebody who's irritated.
Yeah,
you know?
totally. Like it is so true. Like if anyone can learn anything, it's that. And it just is like a lack of being completely cognizant of the job that I'm trying to do. And I know when I try and explain the situation, it's just like not sinking in.
Yeah.
So that's really frustrating to me because it's like, you know, we were all discussing, you know, they have to go back to London soon to do visa stuff. And, you know, we were all talking and she's like, oh, this is kind of like an end of an era, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I'll look back on quarantine and think, you know, inside the house, like this was a nice time. And he was like, yeah, me too. Like, this was nice for me. And they were all like smiling. And I was like, they looked at me and I'm like, this hasn't been nice for me. I'm like, and they were all taken aback like, oh. And I'm like, that is just exactly how you don't understand what I'm going through on a day-to-day basis in this position of doing like five different people's fucking jobs every single day and trying to time manage. And so when I like have a little spark out of place, which is like maybe once a month, which I think is pretty good, working 75 hours and having one little like fiery moment.
Right.
It's just like everyone's like, whoa. You know, and like I'm an East Coaster. So like I grew up outside of Philly. You know the story. Like I just come from a background of loud people. Right. So sometimes I talk loudly, like, trust me, like none of them have heard me actually yell. Like, believe you me, no one in that household has heard me yell or get that angry,
right,
like at all. So, yeah, I'm just like, I'll look back on quarantine as a time that I was working like 75, 80 hours a week, busting my ass, like miserable.
Involved in domestic politics. That's what it is.
All of it. Domestic politics, just like not just weird boundary time for me. Not knowing like what boundaries to set. Like I didn't know that I'd be cleaning up coyote shit and like scraping cat vomit off a carpet. Like none of these things were in my original agreement. And so I've just been like tiptoeing around trying to figure out, okay, I guess I'm supposed to do that now. Oh, I'm also supposed to do that. Oh, I'm also supposed to do that. And like 10 other things at the same time. And meanwhile, everyone's like, can I have a tea, please?
Oh my God. Yeah. You're like a maid. I mean, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I mean, she's really good to me sometimes.
I understand, but you're rationalizing it.
I am rationalizing it.
Yeah, because you need the job.
Because I need the job. I like her. We get along really well. We work together really well. And when we're working on film stuff, it's like amazing. But it's all this added domestic stuff that I just don't want.
Right.
I just don't want. I already am unsure if I want kids or want to get married or live a domestic life. I've already been unsure of that. You know, and just when I start thinking, maybe that might be cool. Then I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't think so. Oh, you God. Know?
Yeah. Well, don't take that as an example, but I think it's a toxic environment for you, and you seem to be getting more and more irritated all the time. And I can't tell you to leave because I know it's paying your bills, but at the same time, maybe it's time to start looking for something else. You know, I mean, things are reopening and stuff, so you might be able to find something, but you definitely are not getting your money's worth when you are,
yeah. You
know, they're not paying you enough for all the shit they're putting you through. All this discomfort that you have and being overwhelmed and all that stuff. It's not healthy.
Not healthy, not long term anyway. Yeah. If things could go back to the way the schedule was before, where I could wake up, you know, like I haven't gone to the gym in like 3 months. Right. You know what I mean? I've definitely put up probably 10 pounds during quarantine. And for me, the gym has always been like a huge outlet for me. So when I don't get to go, I'm even more irritated than I would be if I got to go. So my schedule was as before. I would wake up, go to the gym, shower, come here, and then go there afterwards and stay till like 7, 8 o'clock. And I was doing, you know, office stuff, paperwork, this and that. I wasn't cooking and cleaning and like just dealing with all of that. It's just not my scene.
Right.
And when it was the way it was before, that was great. And I'm happy to do that.
Right. You have been doing it for 3 months at least, you know.
I know.
That's pretty, pretty brave of you, you know. I don't know. You've put up with a lot, but
it's preservation.
I wouldn't have. Yeah, wouldn't have. You know, I would. I don't know what I would have done, but yeah, I'm sure if she gave it to you as your job description, you would not have taken it. You know, like you're gonna have to do this, do that. Now you're already in it, so you know.
Yeah,
it's hard to leave, but.
It's like all these things are suddenly just expected of me without a conversation having had happened about it, you know? So, I mean, it's just a lot of different jobs together on top of it. So, this morning I just had like a little bit of a crack because I was trying to just control the situation. I'm like, can everyone just, when I say get up to sit down for tutoring, I need you to get up and sit down for tutoring. And I don't want to walk in and see like, the two of them having a tickle fight. I'm like, you need to help me enforce this. You know what I mean? Like, this needs to be enforced. Like,
that's terrible.
It's not making anything easier for me.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? All I can tell you is this. I think they're rude. I think they're inconsiderate. They don't deserve you and what you do for them. And, I mean, I'm not trying to hurt your job situation and
sure.
all that.
Sure, no, of course.
But at the same time, you know, don't sell yourself short, you know? I mean, you have so much more to offer, you know?
I know, but that's the thing. Like, she really nurtures the artistic side of me and lets me, you know, help out on projects and we get to work together and she gives me a lot of opportunities in the field that I'm in.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just the addition of just these new expectations. That's not fine. Before it was, I just need it to be what it was before.
Yeah, I know. Don't we all?
I know.
Want that, right?
Yeah.
It's probably never going to go back to that. I don't know, man. Shit.
I know.
You know, all this stuff now things are opening up and you don't know if you should go out, if you shouldn't go out, whatever, you know?
Yeah. I know. I was on Ventura and I saw a bunch of people sitting in outdoor seating. So I was like, good luck.
Yeah. We have a call. Let's see who's calling us this morning. Good morning. You're on the air with Jen and Sam.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Does it?
Have you met Elon before?
Mm-mm.
No, so it's not familiar.
No, I don't.
You
think
thought it was
no.
Doug or Don?
I don't know. Your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, okay. Elon is my friend.
Voice from your yeah.
Elon is my friend. Yeah, you should come here when we start having guests back in here. Hopefully, sometime this year, you know, we'll be able to have guests here so you can come in and stuff and show us. He does like sound therapy. Mm. He's got these Tibetan bowls and stuff and.
Like sound bath.
Yeah.
Love you that.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, Elon.
Well, this is an aspect of what I do. I'm a spiritual mentor, and I work through sound frequencies with Tibetan bowls, with voice, through NLP. And I help people map their experiences. I help people reclaim their power and find their gifts again and push forward, especially during these times where there's a lot of confusion and how to go about things and how to do things, especially in relationships. So I work primarily with women and couple.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that women holds the power by creation to make real change. And but it takes two to tango, wow. And need to have men that are willing to go through the change and to go through the shift.
I see. So men are not as open-minded.
And I do music and what?
Would you say men are not as open-minded about this as women are?
Well, that's what you say.
No, I'm asking you.
What I'm saying is that yes, traditionally, men are not as open and as are willing. But it's right. Not everybody, of course. Just like there are not all women are open.
Right.
And it is primarily because of the conditioning that we've been for thousands of years, that we've been conditioned to be in a certain way. It goes all the way down to that there are some women or men, or there are some women in dating, if you will,
right.
You know, that have certain perception about what a role is of a man. Oh, a man needs to pay this, or why does a man doesn't? You know, there are small things that appear small, but they're really crucial. And I think this Corona time actually was a great opportunity to really meet somebody that is is very good for you, because there is no bribery of touch.
Right.
Okay. Now, right. Don't get me, I'm not prude, not at all. I'm all for touch, and I'm a very touchy person.
Very touchy person.
However, when we touch somebody, you know, it clouds our decision making, or is that person really a good person for me if you're looking for a long-term relationship, you know?
Really?
So that's
interesting. Yeah. So you're saying, like, if you hug someone that or touch someone, that kind of interferes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, if you're going, well, it depends on what the connotation. If I'm just meeting somebody and I'm coming to your office and we're talking and I'm hugging you or hugging your co-host because hello, that's
right.
A whole different thing. But when you are you're going to meet somebody.
Right.
And you are on a way to meet somebody, and you like that person, and you hug and you kiss, and that clouds really your perception and your decision about is that person really a good person for me
right.
For the long run. Again, it depends what you're looking for.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That happens also when you're horny for somebody too. You know, you kind of.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea in the moment, and then after you're like, yeah, I gotta go.
It also clouds your decision making. You know.
Sure, I think people end up in relationships for longer than they should because of that clouded judgment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happens is after a year or a month or 3 months or 2 years or 3 years, depending on how much your horniness lasts, and you know, then you're saying, what am I doing here with this person,
right?
You know, and there are arguments and things that are and then many times people blame other people. Oh, you are like this, as if it is wrong, as if it is a bad thing. No, that person is a person because that's who is. You just didn't see that, and the other person see that as well.
Right.
You were there for the wrong reasons. If you're looking again for a long-term relationship, if you're looking just for play and everything, it's all good, but just be clear for yourself, to be authentic. That's the first step to start really in relationship, to start really seeing what is good for you and what is not.
Right.
And so I work with people and with women also that are in a junction, that after a breakup or a divorce or some kind of a trauma, many times the North Star, if you will, is kind of losing its direction, you know, and the environment is very important. Who do you want to sit at your table? Who is in your environment, in your circle? Because that will affect how the tree grows.
Right.
That affect how. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Mm. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about the sound bath, because I'm always curious about that, and Jen said she likes it too, so tell us a little bit about so people can come to you.
Sure
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so why do I work with sound for this? First of all, I'm a musician, so I come from a music world, so sound for me always been an important thing in my life.
Right.
So everything has a frequency in our body. every organ has a frequency. Your heart, your liver, your kidney, your leg, even your hair has a frequency. When you get a cut, for example, there is a frequency that will that cultivates regrowth of the cells, and the instructions from the brain to the cells to recultivate that. For example, 285 hertz. That is a frequency that sends a message to the cells and to the brain to regrow the affected cells. Now, so when we are applying, now, by the way, sound is the only modality that can tell me, as somebody who's treating you with sound, if and where there is something off, so to speak, or not in line in your body. Right. Because if the frequency of the sound doesn't travel from head to toe, it will stop at the place where it needs more work and your healing. Mm. So when I work with somebody, whether it is a group or privately, but privately is more intense because you have some over 20 bowls that are either on you, near you, around you, and you're in surrounded with frequencies that really take you to a whole different level. So sound really opens. I use the sound in a way that really takes you where you need to go mentally, so the work can be done.
Right.
And so sound, music, guided meditation during the sound creates this space where there is healing happening.
Now, so
it's
now
not an overnight thing.
Yeah, go on.
It's not an overnight thing, and it depends what it is. It depends where you're coming. Why are you coming to have a sound bath? Now, sound works on the cellular level and on the emotional level. So there is also what I call an emotional frequency. Like take the chronic time. I call it chronic time, right? Take the chronic time, and people emotionally have been affected. Some people this way, some people the other way.
Right.
But this is an emotional frequency that creates your how you're handling yourself every day. And that is the same emotional frequency that is happening when you meet somebody. Mm. The same frequency, but the same space of what kind of frequency do you inhabit? What kind of place within you do you inhabit? So it is good for relaxing, detoxifying. So first, I detoxify and clean all the negative energy that accumulates in your body from arguments, from, you know, the fears of riot or whatever, all this kind of stuff that happened around in the midst of. And then we can apply, then I can start applying other frequencies and other work that will rebuild. So first clean and then rebuild. Emotional frequency is the state of where you're at every given moment in time. How do you feel? Right. What frequency you're having, and that's what you will attract.
Right.
These are the people that you will attract. And then when you want to make a change, and when we're going through change, we're going through stages of how to create that frequency within you that you can attract what you want.
Right. So that frequency then can affect. Yeah. So you're saying with the sound, you can change the frequency of a part of the body. And bring it up to a level where it's more, healthy?
Well, so yes, it's changing the frequency through removing and applying frequencies to other parts of your body. So if you are in a toxic relationship, for example, and you're in a tight spot within yourself. You know? So first of all, we have to work on clearing that which is filtering your view, filtering your sight.
Right.
We have to clear that so we can, just like you're emptying a cup before you fill it up again.
Right.
So we have to clear that, and then we can apply frequencies that are good for your growth, that will cultivate these positive places. And it's through speech, and this is through therapy, so I work through NLP, and everything stems down to Kabbalah and Judaism. So I studied coaching, NLP, started with shaman for 10 years. I work also with herbs and plant medicine.
Cool. Well, and I, you know, if people are,
and I
If our listeners are into spirituality, I highly recommend you contact Elon. Tell people how they can find you, how they can contact you for spiritual cleansing. And
yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. So yeah. Whether it is on a website or Facebook, it's Body Soul Sound.
Body Soul Sound.
BodySoulSound.com.
Okay.
And on Facebook, it's Body Soul Sound.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So.
All right, Elon. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is all really helpful information.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for asking. Have a wonderful day. Thanks, Sam. And thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. I look forward to coming to the studio when it's all.
Bring your bowls with you and stuff. It's really cool.
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right, Elon. Well, thank you so much for calling. Take care. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I just got this text. Why is this not hanging up? What the hell is going on?
How do you know him?
Through a mutual friend on Facebook. A mutual friend on Facebook sent him to the show once, and we've been talking about the Kabbalah and stuff, which is a mystical side of Judaism and things like that, which is very fascinating if you get into it. So we like talking about that stuff, and yeah, we're pretty good friends.
Did he go to your house after your mom passed?
Oh, were you here?
I think I met him there.
Yeah, that's right.
I looked it up and saw his picture.
Yeah, that's right. You get there at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Now
we did
meet
him, yeah. Okay. I told you he sounded familiar.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. So I'm getting a message here.
What's it say?
A text that says this, okay? Shipped. Your Amazon package with $100 loyalty reward will be delivered Tuesday. And they have my first name, too. So I click on this, and I see it's bullshit. It's
like a fake.
Yeah, because it's a URL that's not really Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is not Amazon either. I mean, or usually when Amazon texts you, it's like a six-digit number or something.
So many hackers out there.
I know, but how the hell do they get my information with my first name and everything?
Well, I got an email, a sketchy email. I don't know why I totally forgot all about it, but I got a sketchy email a couple of weeks ago that said, this is your like login. It showed my password. So these hackers had my password to something. And then it said, we have video of you like masturbating or something, and we're gonna release it if you don't do X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 like all this stuff. You're gonna bring shame to your family and this and that. And I text my friend and I was like, dude, what is this email? And he's like, my mom got the same one like a week ago.
Really? Yeah, that's like in Black Mirror. Did you ever see that episode?
Which episode is that?
I mean, you've watched Black Mirror, right? A few of them. There was one where this guy got an email. I mean, first of all, he's like masturbating in front of his computer.
Oh, yeah. And they threaten, and he goes through all these things through that whole episode to prevent that from happening.
Exactly. And in the end, they release it anyway.
Right.
And his mom calls him and he kills himself.
Yeah, because he was, I think, masturbating to child pornography.
That's what someone told me. I didn't realize that when I was watching.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's 10 times worse.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But I mean, can you imagine if it happens to you? That's why you got to be careful not to open anything.
You got to put the tape over your
This shit, you know? I don't know why, because I'm not focusing.
Well, it's like
when you're in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm going, what do you mean $100 reward? What the fuck is that?
You know? It's like you Amazon get those things and it says like, do you want to have a $500 Walmart gift card?
Right.
And you're like, let's just try this out. And you go through this whole thing. And before you know it, like, I think I was taking a survey.
Right.
It was like $500 to take this survey. I was taking a survey for like 45 minutes. I was really stoned. And I was like, maybe it wasn't 45 minutes. Maybe I was just really stoned.
Yeah. Like that.
I was like, all right, that's enough of this already. You know what I mean? This is too much time that passed.
Oh,
like,
God.
I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't sit here and do this.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. It's terrible. We got to be careful. And usually I don't open anything, but they'll teach me. I don't think I got a hack or anything, but whatever. A few other things.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things. One thing that I find very curious is that Warner Brothers decided to change their Looney Tunes. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, no more guns. So they took the gun away from Elmer Fudd now.
Well, that's...
I mean, whatever the fuck, you know? I mean, at this point, politically correct is just gone overboard. I mean, come on. This is part of our history, you know?
Yeah.
So now they put a... something else in his hand instead of that. But whatever. So what are they going to do? Shelf all the old movies? I mean, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so many.
But then, you know, they have guns. I mean, violence in every fucking movie.
Video games.
You know, action movies, all of them have to do with guns.
I doubt that Elmer Fudd's gun is doing more damage than playing, like, assault rifle games, where it's literally showing you from the perspective of behind the gun. Right. Yeah.
First person shooter.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that might be slightly bigger issue.
But then everybody will rush to tell you, no, video games have not been proven to affect anything. But come on, man. I mean, you sit there and you shoot somebody all day, you become desensitized to
it. Yeah, plus you get the high off of chasing people. I mean, people don't play those games because they're bored or because it's not stimulating to them or because they don't have this, like, fight or flight kind of feeling that they're feeding off of, right? So it's like, I'm not going to play a shooter game if, like, shooting things really upsets me or I'm not into it. Like, you have to find and chase. It's like a hunt.
Right.
You know, they're teaching you how to hunt people.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm happy with Ms. Pac-Man and, like, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I love Mortal Kombat.
But Mortal Kombat's pretty violent, too.
It's violent, but it's like...
but it's cartoonish violence.
It's, right? Yeah, it's like hand-on-hand combat. It's like using martial arts and, like, also, like, weapons that don't exist.
Right.
Like, I'm sending, like, an ice fireball at you, so when it hits you, you, like, freeze for 10 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, that would actually be really helpful if we could have that happen. You know, that would be much better than guns. Like, you're trying to arrest someone who's resisting. You just shoot an ice ball at them, they freeze, and that way they're surrounded when they thaw. You know,
yeah.
Some grim moves though, like Scorpion's finisher move. He stands on people's shoulders and pulls their head up like looks like 6 feet, so that like their head is like longer than their body.
Oh, so he stretches their neck. He doesn't detach the head from the body.
Right. I mean, it's. He kind of like does that, and then he does something. It's been a long time since I've played.
Yeah. I never played it that much, so I don't remember these things. You know? But
it's a great game.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
We used to play it in the arcade. I remember with my kids when they were young.
You know? I loved it.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'll tell you, I've beat Miss Pac-Man a few times. The whole game. Yeah. Yeah, that's a sweet one.
Yeah, that's a cute game.
I get, like, so overreactively angry.
Really?
When I play that, I'm like, nah! Like, you know?
Yeah, the competitive side of you, huh?
Yeah, it's really real. Like, I try so hard to, like, get as many points as possible so then I can win an extra life. You know, it's all about, it's not even about, like, beating the game, it's about winning extra lives so you can keep going.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Just becomes an obsession. I remember playing it one summer. I was like, I need to get a life.
On it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, what?
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm still pretty good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So, but you play it on the computer?
I've played it on my phone before. It's not the same. It's always like one of those things where it'll be like, Miss Pac-Man Light. You know, like one of those things where it's like not really the game itself. But I was at Barcade sometime mm-hmm. before quarantine, which is like a bar arcade. If you haven't been, it's really fun.
Really? Yeah. Where is it? Hollywood or something?
I don't remember, but it's somewhere.
Well, we'll find it.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I played it there while drinking. Wow. Cheap wine.
What they call it? Barricade?
Barcade.
Oh, Barcade. Like they bar might as well arcade. Call it Barricade. You know? Then you have a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I mean, I like shoot 'em ups, but so I can see how it can affect the kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't touch a violent bone in my body, but I'm older too, you know, so
mm-hmm.
But kids are impressionable, you know?
Yeah, they're going to want to know what it feels like to hold an actual real gun.
Right.
I mean, how many people do you know that don't want to know what it feels like to hold an actual real gun? That's why they have shooting ranges. I've been to a shooting range.
Yeah.
I went with my sister.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go. I keep forgetting to go.
It's so much fun. It's a little scary, you know, the first time because, like, you have to put the gun down in a certain way and then you have to pick it up in a certain way. And so I'm, like, hovering over the gun. I'm like, eh. And then I pick it up and I'm like, okay, face it this way. Exactly. Ooh, don't drop it, you know. Yeah,
don't shoot myself.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want, you know. All it takes is, like, one mistake and it's over, you know.
Yeah.
It's really all it is.
Yeah. So last week I saw this, Kylie Kardashian.
Kylie Jenner.
Jenner, right? Yeah, because I figured it doesn't sound right. Kylie Jenner. Well, she might as well
be. They're the same, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But I guess Forbes magazine declared that she's not a billionaire like she claimed.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, okay, so she's got 900 million probably.
Right, know? Right.
Or 800 million. So yeah, big same fucking diff. Deal, yeah. You know?
Totally.
I mean, can you imagine having so much money like that, you know, and she's so young?
I mean, I'm only just starting to imagine being comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a far cry from being just comfortable, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
has she had work done on her body, do you think?
Yeah, she had butt implants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't seen her butt, but she's got a pretty nice body, you know?
Yeah,
but
it's very augmented.
Also,
yeah.
How old is she, 21 or something?
I think 21, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty young to have work on yourself, but she does look good.
I mean, have you seen her before picture?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You're in for it. Yeah. Get ready for this. This is like one of the internet's favorite things.
Really?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So this is like before what?
Before she had plastic surgery, before she had her lips done, and before she had the cat eye done, which is where they put like a string in and they pull your eyes back so they're more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Before she had a cheek pop.
Let me look at a picture here. I mean, a bigger picture.
Like this?
Let me see what it looked like. Wow.
Yeah.
What a difference. I wouldn't even know.
I know.
I wouldn't even recognize her.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
But she didn't look like his sisters at all.
No.
Now she looks more like them.
Well, because they've all they've had work all done, had too.
The same work, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's very different, though. Even just, like, look at her mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks great.
She does look great. But she doesn't look anything like she used to.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to me.
I know. But that's what
aww,
they want.
Aw, like a baby. Like a sweet baby.
Yeah, how old is she in this picture?
I think like 18, 15 16, or something.
Really?
Yeah. She's had teeth. Definitely veneers.
Wow. That's amazing, you know, when people do all that kind of work on their body and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, and she's young, you know, all of this is going to be like droopy and stuff, you know, later on in her life.
Yeah,
you know?
She's had her nose done.
She'll have to keep doing this all the time.
I know, that's the
right?
thing.
To
that's
keep
the
it
thing.
All stretched. And
yeah, totally. My friend got lip injections and he said it was actually more annoying than he thought because you have to like massage them every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think it looks awful when people do that, you know?
It's
always,
just like...
It always looks botched, you know?
I think so, too. There's very few times I've seen when I'm like, huh,
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, can they do it where you can't tell? That's the important thing, you know?
Yeah, but it's always the same shape lip. Like, everyone right. who's at a lip job, it's the same. They all have the same shaped lips.
Right.
You know?
And it's like someone hit them in the mouth and it's swollen, you know?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like something would happen to me if I did it where I'd have, like, an allergic reaction uh-huh. and I'd have, like, the Lisa Rinna thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That's all I could remember her by is her lips.
Yeah. Totally.
But she finally had them fixed. I don't know. It's not 100%, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. She waited for a long time to have those fixed.
I know. You know, she used to have a store right down the street here.
Hmm. What kind of store? A
clothing store.
Hmm.
Across from Hot Butter, which they open here. And, yeah, sometimes we'd go there... And she was there, you know, it was really cool. And her husband would
I
be
hear
there.
She's really, really nice.
Yeah.
I've heard that she's really cool.
Right.
Man.
And her husband, what's his name? Hamlin, Larry Hamlin, right?
I didn't know.
No?
No.
Yeah, he used to be a big star. I forget what show he was on.
If you could bring, what's like a celebrity... Like a hot female celebrity that's died that you would bring back.
A celebrity
yeah.
that died.
Yeah.
Who would I bring back? I don't know.
This is usually a fun question when everyone's drunk.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Mine's River Phoenix, hands down.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, I should think of a woman. Let me see. A woman that died. I don't know.
Like Selena.
You know, there's a movie about Brittany Murphy.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember her?
Yeah, of course.
So there's a movie now about something weird. I don't know. I didn't really read into it, but it's like an investigative report into her death, into her life. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to watch it, but it looks pretty good, you know? And then... there was another show. Which movie did I watch last night? I can't even fucking remember every night. I start watching something and I don't remember what I watched.
I've watched seasons and seasons of shows that I don't remember because I'm stoned.
Really?
Yeah. Like I've rewatched something and gotten four episodes in and been like, I remember this scene.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this. So there's a show called 13 Reasons Why. Have you heard of it?
About suicide?
Yeah, it's about suicide. Well, it was about suicide.
Yeah.
The first season was about suicide a little bit into the second. Now we're on the fourth season, I think. This season's really insane. I think it's the best season yet. And so at their school, they did two things, actually. In gym, they had to work on a dummy and do kind of like a simulated lesson on how to stop a gunshot wound.
Right.
And they did that in gym class in school, which I thought I don't know if they're doing that in school now.
Right.
But I thought that was kind of crazy. And I wanted to know what you thought about this. They did a code red lockdown, which means there was an active shooter and that it wasn't that it was real. And they had armed guards come in and shoot rubber bullets to make the kids think that there were shootings going on outside. But when the whole thing was over, they came to realize that there was not actually an active shooter and that it was put on by the school and the people with the guns, whatever. Okay. I can't even think of the word. And so it wasn't real, and all of these kids felt traumatized and things like that.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if they actually do that in school, but I wanted to know your thoughts on that. Do you think it's a good thing for them to do a practice drill as real as that? Or if that could potentially be unnecessary trauma for the kids?
Well, you know, you think about it, you go, if it's when it's real, it'll be biggest trauma for the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to get them ready, but at the same time, I mean, it's pretty real, you know, it's pretty real.
Yeah.
So, good question.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So they were actually shooting rubber bullets.
Yeah.
Right.
They were just walking around the halls and banging on doors and stuff to make it seem like they were trying to break in.
Right. And nobody knew it was fake.
No one knew it was fake.
Yeah, I think that's pretty like taking it too far. You know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I wanted to know your thoughts because I was kind of blown away that they even did like a simulation of trying to stop a gunshot wound. And then they also did that. I was like, is that what they're doing in school now? Like they would just make us like get under the desk.
Right.
You know?
Jeez.
It's insane.
Yeah. Elon just texted me about a dead actress, Farrah Fawcett.
Mm.
Yeah, do you remember her?
Of course I remember her.
Yeah, because many people don't, you know, because it was in the 70s when they had Charlie's Angels and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
I've seen her movies.
Yeah. She was beautiful, you know? She was absolutely stunning. Everybody had her poster in their room. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
her fluffy hair.
Yeah, and her nips showing through her swimsuit. I mean, as a teenager, you love this stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally.
You eat it up.
Just like, yeah. Teenagers are so intense.
I know.
Especially the guys. Especially the guys and the girls.
Yeah.
You know, they're all intense in totally different ways.
Yeah. So they're also showing this 62-year-old woman with a very nice body, I guess, for her age. But she says that men from between 20 and 70 hit on her, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't know, if I was young, I'd want a young body. But at the same time, young men do get attracted to older women, you know?
Sure. On my drive here, I was listening to this this radio show, and they were doing a bad mom segment, and they were having people call in about their moms hooking up with their friends when they were teenagers.
Whoa.
Yeah. There was a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah, this one guy said...
I would have died for something like that.
Yeah, he slept at his girlfriend's house on the couch for the weekend, and the mom would come down, and she would put a bell on the daughter's doorknob so she could hear if she left her room, and she would bring him into her bedroom, and they would sleep together for months before he and his girlfriend had ever slept together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and he was underage.
He was like 15.
Yeah.
Everyone always thinks it's like this like really cool thing when it's a guy, but when it's a girl, they're like, that's statutory rape. I'm like, that's also statutory rape, just so you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But guys like it.
Yeah. So it seems.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a few that don't, but.
Yeah. I don't know how many, but.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a smaller number. So it seems to be.
So listen, we'll finish a couple moments early because I have to run the show right after us. The engineer is having surgery today.
Oh, wow.
And actually Wednesday, too. So we won't be here Wednesday because I got to run a show in the other on the other channel at 10.
Mm.
Okay.
So what do you do when you run a show?
You have to put them on. Well, connect the host from home. Connect the guest.
Mm-hmm.
These days we're doing Zoom too. Usually on the audio shows we only do Skype. So you connect them, you play the intro, you put them on the air and that sort of thing. So I have to watch it. You know, I can't just run it, come in here and stuff because there could always be problems. And then tomorrow you're not going to be here, right?
Right.
Yeah. Tomorrow Leah is going to come in.
Really?
Yeah. So... So that'll be nice.
I mean, you won't
get to meet her, but you know, when you're ready to have somebody here, we'll bring her in.
Okay.
But tomorrow we'll just catch up on like 3 years of memories and stuff.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Exciting.
Yeah. And that's it. So I guess we'll see only on Thursday, right?
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Okay. So Tuesday's tomorrow. You're off Wednesday. I won't be able to do it. So Thursday.
Yeah.
I think we have a guest also on Thursday.
Okay, so great.
That'd be cool. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening.
Take care.
See you soon.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen only on LA Talk Radio.